How about another episode of the Kaboom Summer Series, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice?
Now here's episode 2, The Case of the Flattened Tires, Part 2. Let's go!
This is Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice. When I left you, I had just finished writing to mystery writer Rip Sturgeon about my new detective agency. We were hot on the trail of a criminal deflating bicycle tires behind Marlowe Middle School. Just as Deke Benchley was constantly facing mayhem caused by his nemesis, Simeon Blathersnipe, I suspected I was dealing with the chaos caused by the Burmick twins, Timmy and Jimmy. And so, the next morning, we set out to trap them.
This is ridiculous. Where's Quentin? I should still be sleeping.
Sam, you're here bright and early.
You know, only one kid so far. He didn't flatten his own tires.
Sam, no one is going to flatten any tires when we're standing here.
I was wondering about that.
We have to conceal ourselves.
Conceal? What do you mean?
Conceal means hide.
Why don't you just say hide? I don't see anywhere to hide but that dumpster.
Perfect! Well done, Sam.
Wait, you're kidding.
We'll be right by the bike rack.
There's garbage and rotten food in there.
Here, I'll give you a boost up.
Me? Why not you? It's your idea.
Calm down, Sam. Both of us are going in. But you're shorter than me and need a boost up.
What if we get stuck in there?
We're not getting stuck. We've got to hurry, Sam, before anybody else comes. We don't want to miss our chance to catch the Burmicks.
Quentin, I'm not sure.
This is a detective's work.
Climbing in a dumpster.
It's a stakeout. There's a stakeout in every Deke Benchley book. Come on.
Okay, but I doubt he ever spent time in a dumpster.
Immaterial. Put your foot in my hand and I'll boost you up.
Push up on the cover!
Oh, man. It's really heavy.
You can do it!
There. Oh, man.
No! Pull me up!
I'm already holding up the cover with one hand.
With the other hand! Come on! Almost
I'm
there!
I'm pulling as hard as I can.
Almost! Almost! Here! Okay, I... No!
There. We're in.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I think we're standing in raw sewage.
No, we're not. They don't put sewage in a dumpster.
Something gross. Rotten cabbage.
Calm down, Sam. Now, one of us needs to peek out the top. Here, I'll give you a boost up the side, and you can lift the lid just a little to keep an eye out.
No, it's all slimy. I can feel as I slid down.
Sam, you can't hold me up. I'll give you a boost.
I can't breathe. I don't have an inhaler.
Sam, regardless of whether we're getting out or spying, we have to lift the lid. I'll boost you up. Put your foot here.
It's slippery and gunky.
Push the lid open a little.
I can barely lift it. Yucky. Fresh air.
I can breathe.
See if you can see anything. Don't make noise, or you'll scare the perpetrators away.
The purple tater?
Perpetrator. The ones committing the crime.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Can you see anything?
I can just see the bottom of the bike rack. Wait. Shh. Parking their bike.
What do you see?
Shh. Okay, they're leaving. It's not them. I can only see their shoes. How long are we gonna have to do this? I can't be late for my science class. Mr. Lackalot is always getting mad at kids who are late for their first class. He's always telling us not to dilly-dally on our way to class.
We're not dilly-dallying.
I don't think Mr. Lackalot would agree. How much longer?
Until we catch the culprits.
Or I die from inhaling sewage.
Oh, it's not sewage. Do you see anything yet?
No. All I can do is smell everything, including my clothes, which are soaked with sewage.
It's not sewage!
Oh no, that's the bell. If I'm late for class, Mr. Lackalot will mark me late. If you get 3 late marks, then you get a detention mark. If you get 3 detention marks, you get an expulsion mark, and I'll be kicked out of school.
Sam, it's only 1 late mark.
2. I already have 1 late mark.
Sam, be quiet.
You don't understand. My grandmother
Sam,
told me...
Sam, listen, just listen.
She says attendance is... Wait. What's that?
Someone's letting the air out of the tires. Look and see.
Oh my gosh, push me up higher.
I can't push any higher. Can you see anything?
I think there's 2 of them. I see them flattening the tires on a bike. I think it's yours.
The Burmicks. Is it the Burmecs?
I can't see their faces.
Push the lid up more.
I can't. It's heavy. Push me up more.
I can't. The side is slippery. What do you see?
It's a pair of those fancy black sneakers. Push me up.
Wait. I'm slipping.
Help.
No. Get off me.
Sewage. We're all sewage. I'm going to die.
You're not going to die.
I might. Or at least be stuck in here overnight. Without my inhaler, my asthma can be very serious in enclosed spaces. We're going to die in here. No one will ever find us.
Sam, calm down. It was worth it. We've got important information.
What are you even talking about?
We know what kind of shoes the culprits have. Black ones.
I think they were Lodestar 514s.
Yes, I believe you're right.
Hey, the lid. It's opening. Help! Help! We're trapped!
Excuse me, but whoever you are, we could use your assistance. We seem to be in a bit of a predicament.
I don't believe it.
Wait, is that...
How long have you dummies been in there?
Forever. 15 minutes.
Is that you, Sydney?
Well, there's a stroke of luck. Could you help us out?
As soon as you tell me why you're in there.
Oh, it's a secret case, and we can't reveal it quite yet.
We're trying to catch whoever's letting air out of the tires.
Sam!
That's what I figured. Be right back.
I hope she hurries. I'm going to get expelled from school. I can feel my air passages constricting.
I wish you hadn't given her so much information. Who knows who she'll tell? Maybe she's the flat tire culprit's assistant.
I don't care what she is, as long as she hurries. She's left us. I knew it. I'm gonna miss lunch. And today is pizza. Did you know they only make 65 slices of pepperoni? It's been an hour.
It's been 10 minutes.
Hey, look at this. It's some kind of card.
Don't pick it up. It's filthy.
I know, but it's like a credit card.
Don't touch it, Sam.
It's a gift card to ReadyMart for $50. Oh my gosh.
Just drop it, Sam. Someone must have thrown it out by mistake.
I love ReadyMart. They have these huge bags of cheese curls. Do you know how many bags of cheese curls $50 would buy? Cheese curls.
Just drop it, Sam.
No! Why would I do that?
Okay, keep it. But put it in your pocket and wash it off later.
Hey, you guys.
Finally! What took you so long?
I had to get the ladder from the gym, and my mom had the keys.
Great. If you'll just let us out, we'll be on our way.
I'm trying to decide why I should let you out.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, there's that. Anything else?
We'll die in here, surrounded by sewage. It's a horrible death.
There's no sewage.
Do I get some kind of reward or something if I let you out?
You can come to the banquet.
There is no banquet. Detectives can't be blackmailed.
Okay, bye.
No, no, wait. I can't breathe. Where's my inhaler? Stop, come back. We'll give you anything. Anything.
Sam? Detectives don't capitulate.
I have no idea what you're even talking about. Sydney, wait, help. I've got something we can offer.
I'm all ears.
Would you like to be a detective with us? That could be a reward.
What? Sam, no.
Why not? It's an interesting offer.
You can't just be a detective because someone asked you. You have to have experience.
I don't have any experience.
That's different.
Because he's a boy?
No, it's just, well, I needed one assistant, and I thought it would be easy to train Sam.
This is training?
No. Yes. Immaterial. I don't know. Look. Could you just let us out?
Say the magic words.
Please, 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 please.
I'm waiting.
Please.
My pleasure. Here's the ladder. I didn't really want to be in your stupid detective agency anyway.
Huh? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Let me lead the way, Sam.
I have to get out.
I'm the head detective, Sam.
Right. Okay. Fine, Chief. Just hurry up. I'm gonna die in here.
There. Good as new.
Ugh, you guys are a mess. And you smell like sewage.
I told you.
Let's go to my mom's office. The lost and found should have some clothes.
Okay, but we have to hurry. Mr. Lackalot's gonna kill me.
Teachers don't kill students, Sam. That's hyperbole. Sam didn't die, although he did get a t-shirt with glitter on it that said Material Girl. Mine said, I speak fluent K-pop, which is a language I had never heard of. And while all we knew about the tire flatteners was the color of their shoes, our stakeout did have unexpected consequences, as we found out later in the day. Sam, important news.
Me too, Chief. Very important.
Hey, nice t-shirts, you dweebs.
Thanks.
I just saw one of the Burmics. Jimmy or Timmy, I don't know which. Guess what he was wearing.
It's haunted.
Lodestar 514s. This proves it.
Hundreds of kids have those. But it's haunted.
What's haunted?
The dumpster. Everybody in my class is talking about it. Nobody's going to park their bikes there anymore. I knew there was something strange about it as soon as
we got
in there.
What are you talking about? It's not haunted.
Yes, it is. Some kid in my class heard about it in his study period. There was some kid near it, and he heard moans and chains rattling and screams. Some kid probably got thrown out with the trash one day, and nobody noticed him. Then he got carried away and got crushed in the garbage truck. And now he comes back and haunts the dumpster.
Sam, listen.
I'm sure glad he didn't get us.
Sam, stop. Use your head. Who do you think the ghost was?
I don't know. It probably happened a couple years ago, and the principal covered it up.
Sam, the ghost was you.
Me? No, I'm still alive. Quentin, ghosts are dead people who come back to haunt the places where horrible things happen to them.
Listen, this morning we were making noise when the kids who let the air out of the tires were there. They must have heard it and told everybody there was a ghost. You are the ghost. If we can find out who told the story first, we'll know who was flattening the tires.
Hey guys, did you hear? There's a ghost in the dumpster.
Yeah, I heard the same thing.
Did you hear this from the Burmics?
No, some girl in eighth grade. My brother in high school told me.
No, a seventh grader actually knew the kid who died.
So, that was it. The ghost in the dumpster was already legend, but an effective one, because the tire flattening stopped. I still suspected the culprits wearing the Lodestar 514s were none other than the Burmics. It was important information I would use in the weeks ahead. Clearly, the case of the flattened tires is only the beginning. The shadowy underworld of a middle school needed a detective, and I was that man. Now, time to head home and wash off. Ugh, I smell like sewage. When I got there, I heard the sound of a chainsaw. My mother, probably, tuning up the tools she uses in her landscaping business. Hey, Mom! 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 Mom!
Oh, hi, honey. I didn't hear you. I'm up against a deadline.
Working on someone's trees?
No, just trying to finish this Brontosaurus sculpture.
Where's Dad?
In the basement, working on the project.
Oh, no! Has he been in my room?
I thought I heard him upstairs earlier.
My new computer! Dad!
Have fun!
No, oh no, oh no, Dad, 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 Dad!
Figaro, 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 Figaro!
No, no, Dad, no!
Quentin, my son, my progeny, my hope for the future!
Dad, what are you doing?
Look, do you see this? Isn't it gorgeous? Won't the 17 companies that fired me be sad?
Are those the insides of my...
The universe will come to our door.
I just got that computer, Dad!
No worries. I'll reassemble it as soon as this little test is done.
You said that the last time!
I know, but this time is different. The microchip is even smaller and more powerful. Behold.
Dad, no!
Horns playing a Neapolitan sixth.
Dad, no.
Yes!
Dad, yes! Turn it
Just
off.
Just a few more seconds and we'll know. The Gordian knot of artificial intelligence untied. Yes! Ask a question, Quentin. Any question.
Come on, Dad. Any question?
Any question at all. Like, where does your detective novelist live?
Rip Sturgeon? Where does Rip Sturgeon live?
Excellent suggestion. Let's see.
No, Dad, I didn't even ask that. You did.
Here we go.
Dad.
See? It's a map. It's narrowing in on a location. Closer. Closer.
Dad, are you even looking at this? It's just zeroing in on our town. You know, where we live?
It sure looks like it. Should give us an exact location momentarily.
Dad, it's not working. It's clearly just looking for this computer or something.
Let me make a few adjustments.
Nope. Still just our town.
Wait, let me try and fix it.
No, no, no! Dad! Oh, no.
Amazing how dark the basement gets. Like a black hole's event horizon.
I noticed.
A few small bugs left to fix.
I'll start the generator. So, my dad had wrecked my computer. And that may seem like a huge tragedy, but honestly, it happens all the time. To me. And it might also have preoccupied me to a greater degree if my head weren't filled with a case. The case of the flattened tires! By giving the school a ghost in the dumpster to be afraid of, we had stopped the crime, but we hadn't solved it. For my part, I was still on the case. This was my calling! As for the Burmick twins, they'd better sleep lightly. I'm hot on the trail. Until next time, dear listener, I remain your humble servant, Quentin Manning, Detective for Justice!